when I finally accept that I'm going to take medicine, I take a lot of goddamn medicine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you just chug it.
I'm like, fuck it. Because I'm the kind of guy that used to be able to, like, you could line up four shots.
Right.
And I could just pound them and not get that gag reflex.
Sure.
So a couple shots of NyQuil is like, fuck it, man. This is
nothing.
Tuesday night for me, baby. Yeah. But
back in college all of a sudden. What?
Ow!
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Number 50, our 50th episode, Hoss.
Episode 100.
It's not 100, it's 50th episode. It's
episode 78.
It's our 50th numbered episode, okay? Yes, I know we've had more files if you look at our... Whatever, I stick by my guns that this is the 50th episode of It's Time for the Video Destruct Podcast, number 50, the 50th episode, our 50th anniversary, the 50th, and, you know, we didn't have this format.
Do I get a gold watch this time?
You get a gold watch? Yeah, you know, is that the gold anniversary?
Or yeah, 50th anniversary, that's the gold.
That's the gold, all right. Thing is, we didn't have this format from the very beginning and everything, but, you know, I think our format has been... quite well seasoned at this point, and I think it's time.
It's been steeped in a lobster bisque.
It's been stewed quite well. You know, it's. I think it's about time we covered your favorite game of all time. If that is correct, is that correct?
Yep. Us?
Crazy Taxi is your favorite game. Of all time.
Yeah.
Didn't know that until 3 weeks ago. I did not know that that was a thing. Didn't know you would ever actually identify anything as your favorite game of all time.
Because
and that's pretty cool, though, you know? And that's a good fucking game to have as one of your favorites, so.
It's damn near perfect.
It's a solid game. It is a solid game.
It's fucked up in a lot of ways.
It is, yeah.
But that's kind of what makes it, like, more perfect to me.
That is what always makes it more perfect to you, is if it's just a little bit fucking insane. And,
I've always been the kind of guy that, if you have a game, like, where, especially a game like if shit explodes, and enough shit explodes that it causes, like, a concussion that causes the frame rate to go to hell.
Right, yeah.
I really dig that.
Right, yeah.
And one of the things I really like in Crazy Taxi is if I'm drifting enough and I'm boosting enough...
Yeah.
...and I'm causing enough shit to pop on screen at one time...
Right.
...it causes the frame rate to go to fucking garbage. I love that.
It's like an old NES game somehow.
Fuck yeah.
it's like when too many bullets on a Mega Man stage are coming at you, you're like...
Or fucking the original Legend of Zelda where it would fucking bend the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's classic. Oh man, but yeah, we got a lot to say about Crazy Taxi.
I have a million things.
You have a million things to say about Crazy Taxi. One of the best soundtracks of all time as well. I'll go ahead and say it. But yeah, we got a lot to say about it. But first off, we don't have news because we're recording these, kind of shotgunning them back to back. So the only news we had was, like, not a lot of news recently anyway. We haven't really, you know, like, you know.
No, games are coming out.
Games are coming out, so we'll have news. News will come soon, you know. As we said a few weeks ago, Madden came out, that's the green light. Now people will start releasing things, so.
And I'll be finishing Gears this weekend, and then starting on Metal Gear, and then next Thursday, I get Forza early. I All right, so let me give you this story.
Okay, yeah, all right.
As we talked about on the last podcast, I got sick.
Yes, you did.
I got real sick.
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, fucking sweat through a mattress kind of fucking sick.
There's a stain. It's awful.
I don't know about you. When I get a fever, I fucking sweat.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, me too. I just,
and
I
like a fucking hog.
In a box, yeah. It's like being in a hot box.
But the only thing I want is to be covered by all the blankets.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And I was curled up in the fetal position playing my 3DS all weekend.
Okay, yeah.
So when the first rolled around... buddy of mine says, hey, did you download the Forza demo? I said, yeah, I queued it up to download, but I haven't touched it yet. I had too much of a headache to even fucking think about.
I'm dying.
The idea of sitting on this couch and looking at a 70-inch television was like the most nauseating thing in the world to me at that point.
Especially a driving game in first
person. I was like, no, that doesn't sound good.
Don't want to do that.
But yeah, so about, I believe it was Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
People that know me know that I've been on a big fitness kick lately.
Yes.
I wake up at 4:30 in the goddamn morning.
Yeah.
To work out.
Right.
Motherfucking early.
Right. That is early.
I was sick.
Yeah.
But my body just gets up at that time now.
Right, yeah. It's just what you're
conditioned. Because I just do that.
You're conditioned to do that. Yeah.
And so I wake up at fucking 4:30 in the fucking morning. I'm laying in bed. And I'm like, well, I could lay here for like 2 more hours. And I guess that'd be all right. I can go out in the living room and I can play Forza.
Or I can play Forza.
I'm still sick. I got a headache. I'm like, I need to drink some fucking DayQuil anyway. Get myself accepted into this morning. So I take a shower, chug a couple of shots of DayQuil. I'm doing this shit like it's fucking vodka shots in Vegas. Like, I've gone through 2 big bottles
right.
of fucking DayQuil
yeah.
and 2 big bottles of NyQuil in the last week, man. I do not...
There you go.
When I finally accept that I'm going to take medicine, I take a lot of goddamn medicine.
Oh, yeah, you just chug it.
I'm like, fuck it. Because I'm the kind of guy that used to be able to, like, you could line up 4 shots.
Right.
And I could just pound them and not get that gag reflex.
Sure.
So a couple shots of NyQuil is like, fuck it, man. This is
nothing.
Tuesday night for me, baby. Yeah. But
back in college all of a sudden. What?
Ow! as a guy who doesn't fucking drink anymore.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, to me, it's kind of funny when I'm like, because I can see myself in the reflection in my kitchen window.
Yeah.
There I am.
Down in shots.
Shirtless.
Down in shots. Of
with that little tiny plastic cup. Staring at myself with that green liquid in there going like, what fucking happened to me?
What am I doing? What am I doing here?
But alright, moving on.
Right.
So I get up, I get showered, I go and I sit on my couch. And I turn on the Forza demo.
Right.
That's a good goddamn demo.
That's a good damn demo right
that's
there.
That's a good goddamn demo.
There's ranking systems in this demo, correct?
Well.
Yeah, okay.
That's afterwards.
Okay.
The demo goes through showing you basically, here's what's different, everybody. I'll start off with all the stuff that you should probably know.
Right.
Still 1080p.
Wow.
Still 60 frames per second.
Right.
But they changed a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
First of all, it looks way better.
Right.
This game is razor sharp. You saw it.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous looking.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they did shit that has never been done before.
Right.
The game now has night sequence.
Hmm.
The game also has rain.
Ooh.
The game can have rain at night.
Wow. So, yeah.
And the interesting thing is that it has varying degrees of rain.
Right.
Heavy
downpour, light pour, all that stuff.
Yes, and it will also cause pooling on the track.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, you can fucking, you know, hit these pools and fucking hydroplane and, you know, especially with the way that I set up my car, you know, I do no ABS, no traction control, no stability management, manual shifting, you know, fucking brake line only, basically all assists off simulation damage.
Sure.
That's me.
Right.
It was tricky.
Yeah.
And, you know, it... Driving Sebring on a wet surface was pretty tricky.
Yeah.
The other thing was Yas Marina in the United Arab Emirates. That was in Forza Horizon, Forza 5 is also in this game. It's a track that I've played hundreds of times.
Yeah.
That track was available at night.
Hmm.
With a much cooler track.
Hmm.
And your tires grip less when it's cool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a car I'm very familiar with.
Suddenly.
And it wasn't gripping like it used to. And
suddenly it's very it's all interesting. Off.
And yeah. It's compelling changes.
Right.
It's interesting changes.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll also say is having 24 cars on the track at a time.
Yeah.
That's a lot of goddamn cars.
That is a lot of cars on one track.
You know, I mean, if you think back to, you know, Gran Turismo 3, even Gran Turismo 4, yeah. I believe there were only 6 cars on the track at a time.
Yeah.
Forza 5, there was 12.
Wow.
And they doubled that.
Yeah.
Even online races are going to have 24 this time.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you basically go through this, and then they give you an IndyCar sequence,
mm-hmm.
which is really, really good.
Mm.
You're in modern IndyCars. You're at Indianapolis. It's the 500. It's a 12-lap version of the race. When... I'll say this, the difference between 220 miles an hour
yeah.
and 232 miles an hour
yeah.
doesn't seem very big, does it?
No, not particularly. But it is.
Man, yeah. when I finally got my stride
mm-hmm.
and I started cranking that thing up just a little more
yeah.
and that engine starts singing at 9,500 RPMs, and those cars are just whipping by you left and right as you're fucking cutting through traffic.
Right.
That game is motherfucking intense.
As you're jerking off to the
I'm just gear. Shooting cum just all over myself.
I came in, and it was like Randy Marsh.
It was a ghost.
It was a ghost. Ectoplasm. No, yeah. It was gorgeous to look at, and, you know, I was just watching you do time trials and whatnot, and it just was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous, you know.
So, I finished the demo.
Yeah.
And, then they throw you into their pitch.
Their pitch for, yeah.
All right, what do you got?
You've got my interest.
Because I already had it pre-ordered at the local GameStop.
Right, right, right.
Because GameStop has the Hellcat.
Sure.
The car that I'm probably going to buy.
Right, yeah, yeah.
In real life.
In real life, you're going to probably get this car.
But if you pre-order the Ultimate Edition
mm-hmm.
Through Microsoft, which comes with the VIP pass... comes with the 10th anniversary car pack, comes with the season pass,
mm-hmm.
And it also comes with the Fast and the Furious bonus car pack.
Yeah.
It's a $100 package. You get the game 5 days early.
Right.
So instead of getting it on the 15th of September, I get it on the 10th.
Right.
So I gave it 6 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I gave Microsoft $106.
You gave them $106. To get that game 5 days early. So, yeah.
We'll have footage up.
Yeah. Was it Thursday? Is it,
yeah.
Yeah. 5 days early from launch, basically.
Before this game ships,
yeah.
We'll have footage on the site.
Yeah, which is pretty nice. That's definitely something we want to do.
We'll try to get it up that Monday.
Yeah, because, you know, it looks gorgeous. Like, it just does. Like, it looks absolutely beautiful. And, you know, and...
I'm going to dip my balls in it.
Yeah. Like, if there was a cream made out of this, I would rub my genitalia... It was you talking. I don't really care about racing games that much. Yeah, it was very interesting. You know... It's a game of, you know, microseconds. It's a game, you know, it's a game of speed. It's a game of, realism. It's very much a simulator in its way. You know, it looks awesome.
I love it. It's the best looking racing game I've ever seen.
Yeah. Gran Turismo can suck it.
So. I gotta show you some of that rain.
Yeah, right?
I gotta show you some of that rain. And
what that looks like.
That shit looks incredible.
Yeah, can you turn that stuff on and off? Or like on? And
We'll have to go through the actual demo.
Okay,
yeah. And show you some of that stuff. But you need to see some of that rain.
Sure.
That stuff, it's about 20 minutes to go through the whole demo.
Right.
We'll do that here in a little bit. I'd like you to see some of that shit.
Sure.
That game looks fucking incredible.
Right, right.
That daytime stuff, it looks fine.
Sure.
But it's really hard unless you're me and you've spent hundreds of hours with it. It's like, I don't know, it looks like Forza.
It looks like it always does. I need rain.
It's a racing game.
I need pooled water. I need light downpour.
Yeah, I need to see you fucking hydroplaning. Yeah, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a heavy hitter for my game of the year right now, and I've touched a fraction of it.
Wow.
And I am literally vibrating thinking about it.
That's crazy. So you're thinking even more than Massive Chalice. It's like right there, huh? Like just...
Speaking of Massive Chalice.
Yes.
That game's on sale.
Is it?
By the time this fucking comes out, it may not be anymore, but it's part of the Humble sale.
Okay.
It's $6.79.
$6.79? I'm getting that right now.
I think it's $8 on Steam, or you can get the DRM free version through Humble for like $6.79.
Oh, I'm getting that right now. I'm going on Steam right now and getting that.
Get that game. That game is incredible.
Yes, I need to play it. And it's pretty light too, like light on your system. It's not.
Oh heavy. God, yeah,
yeah. It's not a heavy game at all. I would.
Yeah, your consumer grade laptop.
Yeah,
right. Will run it just fine.
Cool, awesome. I'm totally getting that game then. Yeah. So
your Mac will run that game just fine.
So you played a bunch of Forza, and you've got some time lapse and everything on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a leaderboard for that sucker.
Yeah, I'm a big sucker for that.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I've been talking a whole mess of shit to my friend Roman, who may actually
hey Roman
be fucker who
reigns at WrestleMania.
He may actually come down next weekend for the Forza cast.
Oh, cool.
He's been wanting to do a show with us. He's a fan of the site.
Right.
I may actually bring him down and goof around with the game with him for a few hours, and then kind of do a podcast from there.
Cool.
I feel like for us to do a Forza episode,
yeah,
I kind of need somebody to talk somebody to about else. Forza.
Agreed, absolutely, 100%. Look, the game looks phenomenal. I think it looks absolutely great. I don't play it, and it's not my cup of tea. So it's fine. Absolutely, we need to get somebody else in here.
Yeah, so, I think we'll need like another human for me to look at and go like, "Hey, remember when we did that thing and it was awesome?"
the podcast will just divulge into that, and that'll be the whole thing.
Yeah, that episode may not be for everybody.
It might be the Chris Farley show.
But remember when you were in the Beatles?
Remember when you were in that?
This is awesome.
That was cool.
But yeah, I've gotten obsessed with trimming tens of seconds and hundreds of seconds and thousands of seconds
off of
lap times. Yeah. They've got a really cool contest going on where they're giving give a bunch of people like $15,000 and shit.
That's awesome.
Giving cars away and all sorts of weird shit.
Right on.
And for me, I don't want to fucking win anything.
Yeah.
I just want to fucking grind Roman's face into the fucking dirt. He beat my goddamn lap time by like a second the other day.
Sure.
So I came home and in two laps crushed him by a second, and then did it one more time and crushed him by a total of 2 seconds, and I was like, done!
And 2 seconds in a race.
Yeah,
it's insane. Yeah. That's like an eternity of waiting at that finish line for the other guy.
I want to fucking put a boot in that man's throat.
You're pretty low on the leaderboards too.
In the United States, I'm in the top. Yeah, I'm in like the top 5%.
Yeah,
in the United States and in the top 11% in the world.
Yeah, you're like 6,000 or so.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
not as many people have played that demo yet as I thought. Well, that's not how many people have played the demo. That's how many people have done that lap.
Yeah, done that.
Because a lot of people have done the demo and don't necessarily go into the skills challenges.
True. Yeah.
I didn't necessarily even know that there was until my buddy mentioned it and I went, "Oh, there is other shit in this demo."
Oh, cool.
I just finished it, bought the game, and left.
Yeah, I was like, "That's enough for me. I'll wait for the game.
Here's my money.
I'll wait for the game. Thank you." Like.
But yeah, like the Rivals challenge mode that's in there is actually kind of cool. I mean, there's like five tracks. There's one of them that's part of the contest, and that's the one that I've been grinding.
Sure.
But there's a total of five tracks that you can do these Rivals challenges on. And the cool thing about the Rivals challenge mode is that you can't go off the track.
Right.
And you can't use replays.
Right.
So it's not just somebody using replay a million times to fucking carve every turn exactly perfectly.
Right, yeah.
No, it's it's about skill.
Yeah.
And maintaining and keeping together for one fucking lap.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not a race car driver.
Right.
But I've driven enough cars in real life and in video games.
Right.
And I know what looks fast and I know what feels fast.
Mm-hmm.
Looking fast is not fast.
Right.
Feeling fast.
Right.
Powering out of turns is fast.
Right.
You know, assholes look fast. Because they drive into turns too hard.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
Come out slow.
And come out
and
slow, yeah.
There's like a ghost mode in that game where it will put up like one of your friends that you can race against, or you know, the next person on the leaderboard and things like that. So it gives you something to kind of compete with.
Yeah.
And just fucking just watching people going like, too soon, Junior.
Too soon, son. It is something I kind of learned from watching Top Gear. Is like, you know, like going into the turn too quickly is a bad thing, because you come out of it slow. And it doesn't look fast when you go into the turn slower, but you're definitely getting more speed, because they're always the guys that come out with the top run, because it doesn't look like they're going that quick. But
and you're composed, and both of your tires, as much as possible, are connecting with the surface when you go to actually lay the power down.
Yeah, so it's
you're not basically sitting on fucking two wheels with only one drivable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, you know, there's a lot that goes into this that, I mean, granted, anybody who knows cars, like, this is all fucking bullshit. And
right, yeah.
What's funny is that this is the complete goddamn opposite of the game that we're about to talk about.
It totally is the complete opposite of the game we're about to talk about. Forza, go check that out if you love that stuff, you know, because it's, I'm sure, people who love Forza have already checked this out, I'm sure. You know, it's like, I don't think anybody needs to be convinced of it.
Yeah, and, well, a lot of people didn't necessarily know the demo's out yet. It came out September 1st. It's available now.
That's true.
Go check it out.
Yeah, go check it out. Maybe dump $100, get it early. But, you know, all that jazz.
Maybe don't do that,
yeah. How much? Can we get a tally of how much money you've actually spent on
Forza? We added it up the other day.
Did we?
$880.
$880 you've given to these people. That is, they send a lifetime achievement award for that one. They give you, I don't know, a car after a little while. Maybe a trophy.
No.
You spent this money. I mean, you know, Cliff Compton will give you a free DVD every now and then.
He does. He hooks me up. He's a nice guy.
He's a good guy. Forza, be like Cliff Compton. We should all be more like Cliff
Compton. Be more like Cliff Compton.
So, moving on to our topic of the day, which is our Dreamcast topic. It's our final Dreamcast showcase of the day. A lot of other great games on the Dreamcast. We'll definitely come back to other games. You recently got a Power Stone. You recently bought a copy of Power Stone.
A pristine
copy of Power Stone. We gotta play that and talk about it eventually, but not on this one. It's fine.
We should probably do a video to Struck Versus on that.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely, we should do a video to Struck Versus. Do a video and a podcast on that game. That's a good game. Bad anime. Good game.
Never seen the anime.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't see that anime.
Was the anime first?
The anime was not first. It was based off of the game itself. It was published by Sega itself, actually. It was not really published by an anime company. It was just like, hey, we want to make this.
Do you mean Capcom?
No, I'm sorry. Capcom, yes. I apologize. Yes.
I was going to say,
not
like,
Sega.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, Capcom developed the. They actually paid the anime company to make.
Oh, so it's
anime.
Like that's in the era of that Street Fighter II anime and shit.
Basically, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's just like really cheaply done. It's bad.
With, like, Chun-Li's boobs in that one, too?
No, but they had...
She was in the Street Fighter 2 movie, right?
Yeah, she was. But they had Rouge.
That's, like, the one thing... I've never seen the Street Fighter 2 anime. I just know that they were, like, it's boobs.
It's boobs. That's what... I have, like, the VHS copy of that with the boobs and everything, so... You know, because...
How's the boobs part?
I mean, you know, it's, like, one scene, and then she gets basically murdered by Vega. So, you know, it's a thing.
Does she get more naked after that?
Or Balrog in that game, but whatever. So, because that's how that worked. But anyway, we're talking about Crazy Taxi today. Hoss's favorite game of all time, 100%. Yeah, this game's crazy. I remember playing this game quite a lot.
This game is Taxi.
It is Crazy Taxi. I get it. Yeah.
This game is crazy.
The concept of this game is you are taking people to their, you know, you're picking up fares. You are taking those people to the destination and picking up other fares. You have a slot for full game time that's counting down, and you have a slot for how fast you have to get the person to their fare area as quickly as possible. The quicker you get them to their area, the more time is added on to your bonus time is added on to your game time, and you just keep this cycle going as much as possible until you run out of time, basically. It's a higher score type of game. That's precisely what it is, and it is pretty insane, and crazy visuals, fantastic sound, best soundtrack, I think, of, like, really, like, one of the best soundtracks of any game, right? It's got Offspring from Ixnay on the Ombre, a lot of those songs. What's the other album that's on there?
It's Bad Religion.
Bad Religion. And it's just like, it's just those two. It's basically four songs from each of those albums.
Three on each. All I Want, Way Down the Line, Change the World, that's from the Offspring.
Yep.
And then Bad Religion is 10 and 2010, Them and Us, and Inner Logic.
Yeah. So just some great classic punk rock from the early 90s era, and or mid-90s? Mid-90s, I want to say.
Mid to late
90s. Probably Offspring's best album, I would say. I absolutely love that album, Ixnay on the Ombre. I have all their albums, but probably their best one. Just the visuals, the coloring, the characters, just each character you have has a distinct personality. They're all insane, obviously. Who's your guy? Is typically the
I'm a BD Joe kind of guy.
You're a BD Joe kind of guy.
There's also Axel, mm-hmm. Gina and Gus.
Yeah, Gina and Gus. Yeah, that's the typical guys you have. I don't remember Gus all that much. I remember
old guy had... drove.
Oh, he's the old dude. Okay, that's right.
Kind of
yeah.
The kind of Cadillac convertible. Sort
sure,
of
sure, sure, sure. Yeah. So yeah, it's a crazy game. I've never seen anybody play this game like Hoss plays it. Honestly,
I play a lot of games wrong.
The way you flip into a turn is kind of... You're never fully on the ground when you turn. You're kind of straight up just skidding on your back tires.
Yeah, I... I'm constantly either crazy dashing
mm-hmm.
or crazy drifting.
Right.
Because your car moves fastest when it's in those two.
When it's in the two crazy modes, obviously.
The thing is, I'm constantly basically, to do a crazy dash in that game,
right.
You drop the car into reverse quickly.
Right.
And then tap it back into drive.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an A, B, and then gas.
And then
so
gas.
Think of it like a heel-toe flip.
Sure, sure.
If you think about somebody who's basically dumping the clutch in a car.
Yeah.
It's basically, you're treating reverse as though it's the clutch.
As though it's the clutch, yeah, yeah.
And going into an overdrive gear.
Yeah.
And
it's a car-heavy episode, people.
It's a very fast movement.
Yeah.
And to do a crazy drift, what you do is you go from reverse to drive and just slide it back and while keeping your finger on the gas.
Sure.
And be hitting into a direction.
Yeah.
These moves also work in the arcade as well.
Uh-huh.
The great thing is you're just fucking ripping this shifter
yeah.
and just having a blast.
Right, right. It was very interesting watching you warm up because you would practice that, the AB gas, like every time. I was like, what are you doing there? And I'm like, just practicing my drift. I'm like, oh, okay. And I would hear it every time you hit that drift. It would click, 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 click. It was cool.
It's a very conscious movement for me. The one thing that I found over playing this game for hundreds and hundreds of hours is that after a series of three crazy dashes in a row.
Right.
Your car's tires are almost not connecting with the ground anymore.
Right.
Your car, what you'll find whenever you go into a crazy dash is that your car will boost forward. Yeah. As if you're kind of like you're hitting a nitrous.
Right.
Well, and then you do that again in rapid succession two more times.
Yeah.
And the car just sort of basically levitates.
Right, yeah.
And it makes your car dive in and out of traffic very quickly.
Yeah.
And when I'm in a groove,
yeah,
it becomes a very zen sort of experience.
Sure.
Where I'm just basically moving this car and drifting constantly.
Yeah.
And the car's moving so fast that I'm setting up drifts like a block ahead of where I actually need to turn.
Right.
And as you're drifting, you're getting combo multipliers because the people are throwing money out the window.
Right, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, you're so crazy. You're so awesome. Yeah. And, you know, passing close to cars is getting you bonuses as well. So it's constantly this this balancing act of, A, I want to get this person there as fast as I possibly can. I want to get them there with as much style as humanly possible.
Sure.
So that I'm getting more multipliers. And also, whenever you... I guess we'll talk about raw mechanics here now.
Yeah, sure.
You know, your goal is to pick up passengers and drop them off where they go. And you'll get a speedy rating, which gets you 5 seconds bonus.
Yeah.
A normal rating, which gets you 2 seconds bonus time.
Right.
On top of whatever was left after what you were supposed to be dropping them off.
Yeah.
Or if you get slow, you get no bonus.
Sure, yeah.
I play the game in arcade mode.
Yeah.
Arcade mode starts you off with 70 seconds.
Yeah.
And then whenever you pick somebody up, they add X amount of time onto whatever you have.
Right.
And it's usually...
about...
delivering them in normal time will make you even Steven.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And you'll be back at 70 seconds.
You'll be back at 70 seconds.
If you deliver speedy, plus you get that time bonus, you end up with more time.
Right.
And the idea is that you constantly want to stay ahead of the eight ball.
Yeah.
As you...
You never want your game time to be down to the same time that you're delivering this person.
Exactly.
So then you have no extra time to pick anybody up.
And even if you deliver them quickly, it's like you're going to be down to 5 seconds, so that you're definitely not going to be able to deliver the next person.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Unless you really know shortcuts. And this game is all about knowing the city.
Right.
I can get master rank and, you know, and play for about a half hour... On either of the modes, I prefer original.
Right.
As opposed to arcade.
Yeah.
I've just played the arcade so goddamn much.
Yeah.
That I prefer original mode. It's a different city.
Yeah.
But I'll play either. There's also another mode that they add in this game. It's called Crazy Box, which is kind of a training mode.
Okay.
I recommend anybody, if you wanted to play some Crazy Taxi, play Crazy Box, because it's all about, like, drifting from one platform onto another platform to pick up a passenger. It teaches you a lot about the mechanics that are necessarily as reinforced otherwise. I think this game is absolutely just... a real fucking masterpiece.
Right.
All the passengers are broken up into distinctions based on where they're going.
Right.
And they're color-coded as such, which makes some of these things a little bit tricky for me, considering that I have some problems with color.
Right.
But I can I know where passengers are.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I can see enough of certain colors that I'm fine.
Yeah.
But there's red are the closest.
Right. They're the closest distance to where they need to be.
Don't pick up a red ever.
Right. Because you don't get a lot of time. You'll get like maybe...
You'll almost never deliver them speedy. You won't get much bonus time. They don't pay very much. It's just a waste of fucking time.
Right. Yeah.
And the problem is, even if you can deliver them in a speedy fashion, you hit one car on the way, you're guaranteed not to.
Not to hit them, yeah.
The nice thing is, you know, from there you've got orange. I don't... ever touch an orange. Yellow, I'll touch a yellow.
Right.
Then you got greenish yellow.
Right.
That's a longer distance. Those are the ones I tend to target the most. I'll deliver a yellow almost any time.
Right.
But if there's a greenish yellow nearby, I'm fucking getting that guy if I can.
Right, yeah.
And a green, I'll take it any day of the week.
Right. That's
a green is as far as humanly possible.
Right.
Especially in the original mode, because that is a smaller city.
Yeah.
That is almost the entire length of the city away.
Right.
It's how far that person has to go.
Right, yeah.
And it's...
So there's a longer... Since it's a longer distance, there is a longer stretch to get them a speedy speedy judgment on that.
You can end up, like, if you deliver them in a speedy fashion and you get the bonus, sometimes you end up with, like, 25 extra seconds because you dropped that guy off and he did well.
Yeah.
And especially, like, halftime, like, don't listen to the arrow in this game. Know the fucking city. Yeah,
that was the one thing. You completely ignored the arrow in one area and got there, like, 3 seconds quicker, like, if not five. It was ridiculous, so...
Yeah, I almost never pay attention to the arrow. I know the fucking city.
Right.
At this point, the west side of the city is a little bit hazy for me, so I pay attention to it a couple of times and went, I probably shouldn't have done that. I knew immediately that I'd made a mistake.
Sure.
But, I think this game is just... a true landmark in arcade game design.
Yeah.
Because this game is designed to do what arcade games should do. Take your money.
Yes. It's a quarter sucker. I mean, you know.
It is. When this game came out in the arcades, it was $1 a play.
Yeah. There is no straight up winning this game. You can't dump a bunch of quarters in it and beat. Well, can you beat it? Or is it just... Oh, you can't beat it. Okay, I assumed it was just like rack up as much.
When we finished it, it rolled credits.
Well, yeah, but I just meant like scoring like as much as like.
That's the end of the game.
Oh, that's the end of the game.
It doesn't do that when you don't if you don't get an S license or an awesome ranking.
Oh, I apologize.
It doesn't roll those credits.
Oh, I apologize.
No.
I thought it was just like.
It just goes, all right, try again.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool.
That is beating the game.
That's beating the game. Okay, awesome. I didn't realize that. I assumed it was just like, hey, go again, get a bigger score. I didn't realize there was actually. So that is satisfying then, if you get to. What did you get, like $8,000 bucks?
And it's the only time that you'll hear that Bad Religion song is when you beat the game.
Oh, well, there you go. So.
Go. I've scored as high as 47,000.
Whoa! That's nuts.
Yeah, that was like. Almost a 2-hour game.
Yeah.
My hands were destroyed. You know, it's definitely those six songs, of which four of them play during gameplay. you'll hear them quite a few times.
Sure.
But I've played quite a bit of Crazy Taxi in my time. More than any one human should in their entire lifespan. I played a ton in the arcade. I like the arcade game a lot. I prefer the Dreamcast game.
Okay.
I just like it there. I've never liked a port of Crazy Taxi to any other platform.
Interesting.
I just don't.
Does it not play as well? Is it the motion for the drift is wrong, or is it just,
specifically. I think the PlayStation 2 controller was a bad way to play it. I thought the GameCube controller was a bad way to play it.
Right.
I thought Crazy Taxi 2 on the Dreamcast, I didn't even like that very much. I got okay at it. I could have devoted myself to getting way into it, but it just the magic was gone with that game. I don't like a lot of the new mechanics that they added. It definitely felt like a sequel in the sense of we need another one of these.
Right.
That first game sold a bit.
Yeah.
So we need another one in a year.
Crank one of those out. Yeah.
Crazy Taxi 3 High Roller for the original Xbox is just a fucking dumpster fire. And the fucking...
One of my favorite phrases of all time, by the way.
The fucking saddest fucking sham about that is that they threw all the content from Crazy Taxi 1 and 2 into 3.
Okay.
And they let you fucking do that dumbass crazy jump.
Yeah, the jumpy thing, yeah.
Yeah. And it's fucking stupid. It breaks the whole game.
Yeah.
You could do that in the old cities.
Yeah.
And it just...
So it just didn't... It didn't amount to anything.
I didn't give a fuck.
I
played Crazy Taxi 3 High Roller maybe fucking 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
And was like, done.
Put it down. Don't want this.
Yeah, that...
Were you hyped for that game? Were you like, all right, and then...
Yeah.
And you just didn't...
Yeah, I mean, as a guy who was huge into the Dreamcast, man, like, I was like... Somehow, like, unintentionally had formed, like, an immediate attachment to the Xbox.
Right.
Because that's, like, where Sega's franchises all seem to be going.
Yeah.
With the exception of, like, Sonic, which I didn't give a fuck about, which went to Nintendo.
Yeah.
Almost everything else was going to the Xbox. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
All right, sweet.
Like, Capcom, you know, was like, yeah, we're bringing Dino Crisis over here. And fucking, you know, like, Sega's bringing all these crazy, like, Gun Valkyrie and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Toe Jam and Earl. And
yeah.
Almost all those games turned out to be terrible.
All those games, bad. Yeah.
Well, that was in the era like when Sega had hopped out of the console race.
Oh, yeah.
That was when all of their creators were leaving as well.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the time when Yu Suzuki left.
Yeah, yeah, which we discussed last episode. Yeah, it was brutal. You know, it was just like a parsing out of all their properties to whatever other platform.
I would say a whoring out.
Yeah, whoring out. Yeah, like parsing isn't quite.
That was not adequate.
Not adequate enough. But they were whoring out for it.
Yeah, the Crazy Taxi franchise at this point is dead.
Yeah.
I hope it stays dead.
Yeah. Because you'll always have that game.
I don't want it to come back.
Yeah, you'll always have.
I don't want a revival.
What about a movie? Would you be good with a movie?
I thought I wanted a re-release and come to find out I didn't want that because they wouldn't pay to get the fucking music in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, which is pointless.
That fucking Xbox Live port.
Yeah.
I can't fucking stand it.
Yeah. Is it just like butt rock? Like, what do they put in?
It's fucking shit. Like, I played it like twice.
Yeah. How do you not, like good?
You know what's great? The only achievement I have in that game.
Yeah.
Is for beating it.
Yeah. And that's it? Like, you didn't get any records or anything like that?
No, like, I got the highest achievement that you can get for, like, maxing out the score in it.
Oh, okay.
Because I played it one time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, get a Class D license, get a Class C license, get a Class B license, get a Class A license.
Right.
And I don't have any of those.
You don't have any of those.
Because I just got the awesome ranking, and that was it.
And that was all. And you just put it away.
I was like, all right, we're good.
How do they not pitch in for that? I mean, come on. How do they not scrape in the money to get some friggin' 15-year-old Offspring songs on there? I mean, it can't be that bad.
Here's the thing is that, like, there's only four songs that play during gameplay.
Right.
I'm fine with the intro sequence song not being there. I'm fine with the Bad Religion song not being during the credits.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But those four songs that play during gameplay,
yeah,
I would like those.
It's kind of integral, you know? It's like, you know, that's atmospheric. It would be like going back and playing, you know, well, you know, it's, yeah, of course. It's like going back and playing an old game, and the music isn't there. Because that's what it is. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, would you want a port of Super Mario Brothers didn't have the music in it?
Yeah, that didn't have the doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want that at all. Nobody would. They put butt rock instead of
right, how about this? How about if you started playing Super Mario Brothers,
right?
And they had that song from Sonic R, Everybody Super Sonic Racing.
Now, if it had the song from Sonic 06, I'd be okay with that. You know, the
right.
Follow me, set me free, like that. I'd get that one. So
I can't pick it out of my head right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But the song from the Sonic Colors commercial,
right,
from 2009.
I don't know. Yeah,
they played it at my GameStop
nonstop.
That entire holiday.
Oh Lord! Oh, I'm sure that was like.
And I swear to God, if I heard two notes from that in my head, it would all come flooding back in.
You've expelled.
I would murder.
You've expelled it. You don't want it to ever come back in.
Nope.
So, yeah. It just.
And you know what? Don't send me a link to it on Twitter.
No, I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
Because I will find you.
I'll find you. I can find your Twitter handle. Yeah. So that's Crazy Taxi. I remember playing this game a little bit. It was a fun game back when I played it. Not on the Xbox. I believe I only played in the arcade. It's here in, I think there is an arcade game, an arcade of this in Louisville, at the Arcade Expo I don't think it was there last year, but previous year it was there. Somebody near here owns it and typically brings it over. They didn't bring it this time because a lot of games didn't get brought because of the rain, that weekend.
I'll own one of those eventually.
You're going to own one of those? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be okay.
I feel like I kind of have to.
Kind of have to get one of those, yeah. You know,
get that
in your rec room. You know, like your.
Yeah, once I get a bigger house and decide that I never want to get married or have any children.
Make your man cave in the basement.
I'll sign a marriage certificate to a Crazy Taxi machine.
Well, you know, and
it's like, in Kentucky, that's not legal.
In Kentucky, that is now okay. I don't know.
Politics.
Yeah.
More like Dim Cavis, am I right? You get it?
I get Dim. Yeah, like stupid. Is that what you're getting at?
Her name's Kim Davis.
Kim Davis, I know. Like Dim, is that because she's dumb? Is yeah. that? Okay. I mean, it was there. I just, you know, it needed a little bit of tweaking, I think. You could have run that, workshop that a little bit, come back with me. Come back to me, alright?
I'll go back to my improv group.
Come back, yeah, so workshop that a little. Come back. We'll run it again. See how okay. See how it goes. Like,
all right. So this time you're the shopkeeper.
Oh man,
I hate improv groups.
I have two friends in improv groups. Don't make me.
I hate your friends.
You met Ben. Oh man, Ben's a nice guy. Oh man, he listens to this podcast. Hi Ben.
Sorry Ben.
But anyway, you know, to each their own, it's fine. Yeah, Crazy Taxi, that's, you know, is there anything else you want to do the thing? Is there any history you want to do about this one, or is this just kind of a labor of love one type?
This one doesn't have, like, a thing to go with it.
It really doesn't, because it, like, as you said, like,
I mean, like, we've talked about so much of the hardware that these systems were built on, this, you know, it, right. it runs on... There's so much of that existing Naomi technology that had powered, you know, things like Daytona USA and Sega Rally.
Yeah.
And, you know, it uses a heavily modified version of that. But, you know, from a technology perspective, so much of this Sega, their focus was running on a unified technology set.
Right.
Which was genius.
Yeah.
And it's why the transition to the Dreamcast made all these arcade ports possible.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, the first time you'd ever heard close to arcade perfect in reference to ports was right. the Super Nintendo.
Right.
But the first time that things were ever actually perfect were with the Dreamcast.
Dreamcast, yeah, because it's literally taking it from the arcade box.
Correction.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tekken 3 was arguably better at home.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's spot.
With the exception
with
of
the
Tekken
exception
3.
With the exception of Tekken 3. Okay, yeah, yeah.
But then you look at, like, fucking games like Soul Calibur.
Right.
Which looked so much better on the Dreamcast than they did in the arcade.
Right, yeah.
Like, I remember when I played Soul Calibur in the arcade and went, like, okay, like, it's coming to the Dreamcast? Whatever. I remember seeing that game in person and going, like, holy fuck. Fuck.
Why couldn't you do this in the arcade?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I blown away graphically by that game. Like, say what you want about Soul Calibur and how shitty it plays.
Yeah.
But, man, that game graphically was just a fucking powerhouse.
Right, yeah.
You know, all those NFL and NBA 2K games, I mean, yeah. just all that stuff on the Dreamcast
yeah.
was just heads and goddamn shoulders above everything else. They started a generation... a year before it was even supposed to, and thrust everybody into an era of... because all their games were running on this technology that they were so familiar with, and it was so early.
Yeah.
And it was so complete and so feature-rich for the time.
Yeah.
It made all of that launch PS2 stuff that came out a year later...
Yeah.
...look... like fucking garbage because on the PlayStation 2, because it was so hard to program for, they had to start from the ground up. So all these games were so bare bones, so rough around the edges, so jaggy, so anti-aliased. Yeah. Well, aliased, not anti-aliased.
Right.
So aliased, so blurry, so unoptimized compared to these Dreamcast games. These Dreamcast games look so much better
right.
than those early PS2 games because... Sega kind of cheated by already having like 5 years of experience on this hardware.
Sure.
Before they ever made a home console for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was genius.
Brilliant it was.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Their output in such a short period of time is nothing short of just fucking incredible.
Yeah. As we said last week, this system spanned 2 years and that was it. And then it died.
It was over.
It was over. Sega, as a console company, Sega was over. They
launched a full online service.
Mm-hmm.
They had online first-person shooters.
Yeah.
They had Unreal Tournament and Quake 3 and Alien Front Online.
Yeah.
Phantasy Star Online, which was like their version of an MMO slash kind of Diablo-y sort of thing.
Yeah.
Weird shit like Seaman and Samba de Amigo, that fucking Maraca game.
Yeah,
that game is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. The Maraca game, not Seaman. Right?
I think Seaman's fucking pretty cool.
Seaman is Seaman is very intriguing. Plus, you get to listen to Leonard Nimoy all the time, which is great. But yeah, it just strange experimental games, things that just will live in infamy for what it is. And there's a cult following with the Dreamcast. It's like Earthbound. It's just the people who experience this system love it and will sing its praises all day. And in every like, I remember when I posted this in a few little forums saying like, "Hey, we're gonna be doing the Dreamcast." It got the most responses on our Facebook and on any of those places where I post than anything else that we did, because it's just like, "Oh, look at that, the Dreamcast! Everybody loves the, you know, everybody who played it loved it, and that's kind of what it is, you know." I don't know. It's just this interesting little artifact in gaming history. It's just there.
It's like a kind of tiny, loud box.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's very loud. Squeaks. And
like, it was running hard when we were running Shenmue. Like, hard. It runs
hard on any game.
It is, yeah. Just like, it felt like it was scratching words into that disc. It was just like...
It's like it was printing its own disc.
It's like a dot matrix printer.
Now you create the Shenmue.
You create the Shenmue.
The only reason you didn't notice it during fucking Crazy Taxi is because we had the sound up so loud so we can hear the awesome soundtrack.
Yeah, the awesome soundtrack. It's true. Because you're going to do that. Do you have any favorite moments of the Crazy Taxi at all that you had? Any?
I know almost all the clipping spots.
Okay.
Oh,
so you can glitch it? Like, you can...
Not necessarily glitch it, but cut through the occasional object. It's not things where, like, I leave the environment. I just know things that aren't necessarily full 3D constructed.
You know where the hitbox ends on those.
Yeah, things, so you can and drive through like ends of buildings and things like that in certain spots.
Yeah.
You know, I do know in certain places if you drift appropriately, you can actually drive on the sides of walls, which makes you actually drive faster.
Really?
That's and, awesome. If you do a crazy boost there, you get tons of money.
Yeah.
it's
just
pretty great.
Just tips flying out of everybody.
Yeah, yeah. That lady is just like fucking... Yeah. She's just throwing her wallet right at your face.
Or the dudes, you know.
Ladies tip better, believe it or not.
They?
In that game, they do.
In that game, okay.
They do.
There you go.
Yeah, I love that game. I think that... there's really only two ways to play it, and it's the Dreamcast and it's the arcade, and I honestly recommend the Dreamcast. And, you know, most of the time I usually recommend, like, oh, it's on Xbox Live, it's good enough, you know, you can give it a go, you can don't.
Yeah, don't even bother any of the ports.
I don't.
Yeah. Don't bother with 2, don't bother with 3.
No.
Yeah, wow.
Like, you know, don't bother with the iOS port, don't bother with that weird iOS game that they made last year.
Mm.
It's just, no.
Yeah. None of those.
Fucking, it really depressed me when they said that, like, hey, we brought the creator of Crazy Taxi back to make an iOS game.
Oh, yay. So.
I felt my childhood fucking die.
They just took young Haas out behind the shed.
Fuck! That was like the most depressing thing I'd ever heard.
All my innocence was blown out. Like, in a single minute.
It's like finding out that the old lady that used to live next door to you, that you used to like help carry groceries for, and then you moved out of the neighborhood, finding out that she was raped and murdered. That's what that was like.
That's what that was like? Wow.
Yes. Jeez.
That's kind of brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fun at all.
I know from experience.
Thank you for that. All right, it's got dark.
Miss Wilson, we miss you.
We miss you. We miss you, Miss Wilson. Yeah, I mean, again, this was our Dreamcast Video Destruct podcast, and we had a lot of fun making it. A lot of fun memories.
God damn it, I love the Dreamcast.
It's a cool system, man. It just... you know,
I own like fucking four of them.
Yeah, you have four, you have like some. You have three on that shelf right now. Five controllers plus the one in your room, which is a black one, and a gel controller in there. So it's just, I don't know why you have this many. I feel like you're driving up the price of them. I just shelving all of them. You're just gonna have like a wall of Dreamcasts.
At a certain point, it'll be like an episode of Hoarders.
It will, yeah. It'll just have like a wall of Dreamcasts all over it.
The whole episode will just be me going like, "But I need this.
But I need all of them." But Hoss, we're gonna have to take some of these Dreamcasts away and throw them away. Like, well, not that one. That one has the misprinted button.
Do you ever notice on? Do you ever watch Hoarders?
I watched Hoarders. My mom.
There's an episode, like, there's a moment in every other episode.
Yeah.
Where they find out, oh, and they're keeping their poop, too.
Yeah, it is. It's my.
How does it always get to that point?
It just, my mom watches that show pretty periodically. I think she stopped now, but, and I would always be over there, and she'd still be watching it. I don't, like, you know, my mom watches depressing shit. I don't know why she does that. Like, love you, Mom, but stop watching depressing garbage like that. I just.
She needs to watch more depressing stuff like wrestling.
Like wrestling. Wrestling is frustrating, but it's not depressing, okay? Like,
I've definitely stopped watching wrestling recently and just went, fuck, I need friends. I've walked away from certain wrestling events recently and went like, oh, God.
Why did I do that? No, man.
Bunkhouse Stampede 83. What was I thinking?
Why would you watch that? Like, watch that? Oh, man.
It was next on the list.
Yeah, it was it? Yeah, it was next on the list of it. You know, Dreamcast, very interesting thing.
I love it.
It's a great system.
I love it.
It's really cool. It's really memorable.
I love it.
Even for its small lifespan, it was really memorable. Like, people remember, like, it's not like, oh, I never heard of the Dream. Well, there's probably some kids, obviously, but, like, there's nobody from that generation of gaming that doesn't remember that, and even remembers the little spiral logo and everything. Honestly, when it first came out, I was like, hey, man, this thing's gonna win. Like, I was like, this thing's got a lot to it. Like, there was so much hype behind it. So many of the games were just like an explosion right out of the gate that you were just kind of like, oh, yeah. And then you'd see them in the arcade, too. Like you said, the arcade ports and everything. And it was like, you'd see them there. And it was like, there's no difference here. These guys are going to fucking make it. And then it just, what was the main cause for that thing to fall?
Didn't have any money.
Just not enough money.
Well, yeah. The final linchpin was the CD write protection being broken.
Okay, yeah.
Once people figured out how to burn discs.
Right, yeah.
Without needing kind of hardware modification.
Right.
That was when Sega USA said, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
We can't do that. Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So no more money was put into it.
It wasn't 3 months after that thing broke open that when you didn't even need a boot disc anymore.
Wow.
It was done.
Yeah.
It was over.
The pirating was just, like, too easily done at that point.
Yeah, it's like every fucking flea market was, you know, here's a disc that has 1,000 Super Nintendo games on it.
Right,
and
yeah.
Here's, you know, fucking Shenmue on 3 fucking CDs. Like,
wow. Yeah.
It, and they found ways, like, certain games, like the GD-ROM disc,
right,
actually could hold, I believe it was 1.9 gigabytes, mm-hmm. as opposed to a DVD which holds 9.
Yeah.
CDs only held 700 megabytes at their largest.
Mm-hmm.
But people found ways to compress and remove junk files.
Right.
Because a lot of the games, they said, oh, well, they figured out how to burn these. Well, you know, what we're going to do is we're just going to throw a bunch of junk files in it. People found out ways to isolate that shit and remove junk files and fucking make those games fucking fit.
Yeah.
And that system was blown open.
Yeah. Just a lot of security hacks. It was not holes that you could drive a truck through.
Yep.
And it killed the market for it. It absolutely did. It
was a great version of fucking Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on that system.
Oh, really? Interesting.
The best version of Marvel Capcom
the
2.
The best version of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on the Dreamcast.
I'm going to take you for a ride.
I'm going to take you for a ride.
Fucking love that dumbass song.
I know, right? The only other... The only other screen select that I can really remember was from No Mercy on the N64, which was dit-dit-diggity-do, dit-dit-diggity-do,
Sarko.
Oh, man. Yeah. Some other great games from that that we're probably going to cover in the future. We're definitely going to do a Power Stone. We're going to do a video of Power Stone now that you have that.
I'm trying to justify buying that Power Stone 2.
Oh, yeah? How much is that?
Fucking 80.
$80 for that. Woo!
Pristine, though.
It is pristine, yeah, yeah. And that was a rare game, wasn't it? Yeah, it came out
that's ladder
way
era.
Late, yeah. So, man, that's nuts.
Yeah, you know the ladder era Dreamcast games because they're black?
Yeah, right.
The early ones were white.
White, yeah.
And the ladder eras are all black.
There you go, yeah. They tried to get more sleek with their designs to try and plug it, so.
Yeah, and yeah. I think they just... They were really trying to rebrand the product.
Right, yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Three different boxes they've had.
That's true, yeah.
Two different fonts, three different boxes.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Because now, yeah, they changed the top from that gray boot strap to blue now so that it fits in with the PlayStation 4 look. But they're still clear boxes, so they're differentiated between the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's branding.
Yeah.
That's how branding works.
That's how branding occurs. Yeah. There you go.
Branding.
Marketing.
Yes. Branding. I'm in marketing at my job now, so I know about marketing.
It's true. Yeah. Got to get that brand management going.
SEO?
SEO in this area. Search engine optimization.
Keywords.
Targeted marketing.
Using Elm.
I don't know what that means.
It's an old email program from the 90s.
Well, there you go.
Thinking about upgrading to Pine.
You think so? Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. But that's going to do it for our celebration of the Dreamcast for these past 3 weeks. It's been fun. The day this is up, it's the anniversary of this game. Go look it up. If you're young, if you don't know, well, first of all, if you're young, don't fucking listen to this piece of shit. But you know, if you don't remember this thing or you never really knew much about it, go back and check it out. How much are these typically run? How much do they typically run?
What, Dreamcast?
A Dreamcast. They go pretty high, don't they?
No.
No? The Dreamcast themselves?
Nah. $30, $40.
$30, $40. Go pick them up. There's... How many controller ports are in this sucker?
Four.
Just four controller ports. Was there a six or an eight or something? I feel like there was like some big amount.
No.
For this one.
There was that weird... there was that weird multi-tap for the Saturn that let you play six-player
Bomberman. The Saturn, that's what it was, the Saturn. It was a Sega console.
Yeah, let you play six-player Bomberman.
Yeah, Bomberman. Yeah, the six-player Bomberman is what I was thinking of. Yeah, it was the Saturn. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
My favorite Bomberman is Bomberman 1993. I like that one.
Yeah.
93 was pretty great. That was a TurboGrafx game. Yeah. I like that game a lot.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, Sega's last hurrah into console development is a real gem, and people should go check it out.
It's a little tricky to collect for. It's one of those things that, like, I mean, if you're somebody who's approaching it now, like, you can get Crazy Taxi for $5-$10.
Right.
You can get, Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2, $5-$10.
Yeah.
You know, Resident Evil, Code Veronica, $5-$10.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of the games that it's known for, like your Samba de Amigos, because it has the maracas, that's probably going to cost you $50 to $100.
Right, yeah.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is $50 to $100.
Yeah.
Power Stone is $50 to $70.
Yeah.
You know, Power Stone 2 is expensive. You know, a lot of the more desirable stuff is more expensive, and the problem is a lot of the more desirable stuff has not been released anywhere else.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Shenmue's around, it's cheap, it's around $20-$30.
Right.
It was cheaper than that, but then they announced the fucking remake, and
yeah,
it's not available anywhere else, so it's kind of drove prices up.
Yeah.
I own a couple of copies of Shenmue, so I was kind of hoping it would go higher than that so I could go fuck somebody for it.
Get some of that back for paying for that Power Stone.
Get
yeah,
the finger and walk away. But, and enjoy that copy of Shenmue, dick.
Yeah, you dick. Enjoy that turn radius. Enjoy that tank controls and that weird stiff lady.
I haven't completely talked myself into this, but I am half convinced that for the 24-hour marathon that we're doing in November...
Yeah, you mentioned this.
I think my stream might just be me playing Shenmue for 24 hours. That seems like the dumbest idea. That in seems the world.
Like I feel like you're gonna need to switch this up to, in order to keep yourself interested. I feel like if you're just doing Shenmue, you'll just conk out at like hour five, and that'll be it.
Well, Gus will be here.
That's true.
He'll so snap I you feel out of like it. He'll be doing whatever he's doing, and I'll just make fun of him the whole time
while you're playing Shenmue. Oh man, yeah. So
well, you're over there playing your Halo.
What's a little information about, actually, let's go and we'll wrap this up because we've tailed about this for a little bit too long. So basically, this is VideoStruck. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/VideoStruck. We also have our Twitter account at VideoDestruct. Haas's Twitter is @Haas_buddy. Check him out. You can also check us out with all of our content on our YouTube page. Just search VideoDestruct. Also, all of our stuff goes up on our website, which is VideoDestruct.com. We also have a live stream coming. We did it last year. We gathered around... What did we get last year?
$1,200.
Yeah, very nice. Say it again.
It's a nice $1,200.
$1,200, about $1,200. Nice haul. Which is really nice. So...
We're trying to get $2,000 this year.
It's,
I think we're at a few $100 already.
Yeah, it's the Extra Life live stream.
Yeah, we're doing it for Cosair Children's Hospital.
Doing it for Cosair Children's. Haas and Gus will be broadcasting on both Gus's Twitch channel and the VideoDestruct channel simultaneously. We'll be having guests coming by, like dropping in and dropping by, saying hey and... leaving out. We'll probably have Eric stop by. He hadn't been on the show in a little while, but he might stop by and say hey. So while he's on his way to work.
Did I see a video of you guys recently drinking like fucking
yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly soda?
Yeah, it was
the
wretched.
What the fuck are you people doing on my website?
It was wretched. Well, it's just the YouTube page. I didn't put it on the website.
The fuck are you people doing?
He bought a bunch of crap, and we were like, "Oh, just fuck it, put the camera up. We'll do it in front of that." It was real dumb. I don't know. I had fun.
You people.
I know, but yeah,
I'll leave you unattended for one night.
One night, and that happens. I'm putting all kinds of dumb shit
I get
up
sick, and I come back, and there's fucking peanut butter and jelly videos.
We need the content, man. You were out.
Jesus.
We need the content. Oh, he bought some little burger candies. We ate those. They were delicious. So.
I didn't get to the burger candies. Yeah. I was watching this while I was sick, and I was like...
Were you delirious? Or were you like, am I dreaming this? Is this real? Like,
this has got to be a hallucination. I'm going back to bed. Where's my 3DS?
You like the production values I had in that with the thumbs up?
It's
yeah.
Quality.
It's quality stuff, man. Anyway, but yeah.
The editing's been pretty good lately.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Anyway, so yeah, come check us out at extralife.com/VideoDestruct?
Yep.
Yeah, extralife.com/VideoDestruct.
Extralife.org.
Extralife.org. I remember it was a different org. Yeah. Extralife.org. /VideoDestruct. Go check us out there. You can put money in for Haas and Gus and help us get to $2,000. It'll be great. We're already up to a couple hundred, which is fantastic. Go check it out. It's for the Cosair Children's Hospital. It's for the kids. You gotta support the kids.
Yeah, I guess I'll be playing Shenmue for 24 hours.
I guess you'll be playing Shenmue. I actually think that's more... I think we could plug that more. I feel like we can. Like, rather than like a slew of different games, like, he's just going to play Shenmue, and that's it.
For 24
hours?
For
24 hours, watch him play Shenmue.
God, that just sounds like a slow motion bleeding to hell.
It sounds terrible. I love it. Do that. That's a 20-hour game, right? You can get 24 hours out of that sucker easy, you know?
Well... I could also get a copy of Shenmue 2 for the Xbox, just in case.
It's true, yeah.
Start into that fucking thing.
Start into that, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Just in case, man.
I want to die.
It's the worst idea. You should totally do it. Anyway, that's it.
It's great. It's wonderful. It's fantastic.
4 out of 10. So that's going to do it for this episode.